Let's talk about a value engineering construction mindset for small self storage owners. My name is Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer small self-storage investors. That training's both paid and free training that's available at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. You can find out more about what I offer there. And as many of you know, I started a small construction company to resolve, the name of the company, some of the problems and challenges I was having building self-storage in today's environment. So we started the company to solve our own issues, and then we're offering those services to other small investors who are kind of within this community right here. I wish I could with credit for the name Resolve, but that was actually my business partner, Smitty, who's the general contractor. But so far, we've been able, between our own projects and people we're working on, to reduce the cost of new self-storage construction 15 to 27% based on competing bids we've received from other GCs on the same projects. And I'm often asked, how do you do that? There's a lot of reasons, and Smitty might have his own kind of angle on it, but primarily, I think there's two reasons why we're coming in less and why you could perhaps come in less. One is, in essence, we're a cost-plus GC, and our plus is less than our competition in every case so far. And secondly, and more importantly, it's what I have dubbed a value engineering mindset. So this, quote, value engineering mindset is probably the biggest asset we can contribute to our own projects and to our customers. And what exactly does that mean? Well, it starts from the very beginning, sometimes even before the project may go under contract. And it starts by rethinking the whole process. And by asking the right questions. Where can we cut costs and actually create a better product? Now, it's not a mindset that everyone wants, and it's not even the right mindset. It's just our mindset. And I ended up here because in order to do a deal today as a small investor on smaller projects, you've got to cut every single cent to even make the project economically viable. Now, it starts from a premise, and the premise is that in a perfect world, I'm going to build an all-metal building, no bells or whistles, and then we go from there. In other words, whatever needs to happen in order to get approval, we start with, we want a metal building, and then we see what needs to happen. We might need to change the elevations. We might need to have decorative fencing up front. We might, whatever's required to get approval, but we start with that simple premise. I'm not trying to build a fancy or a self-storage facility with great architectural features. I'm going to leave that to other people. What we're doing is we're building as simple a building as we can. Why? Well, because I'm not going to get any more for a 10 by 10 in a metal building than I am a 10 by 10 in a building that's cut block front with lots of architectural features in it. My rental rate's going to be the same. Now, if we are adding bells and whistles, any bells and whistles that we add on top of our hopefully simple steel building has got to pass two tests. One, am I going to be able to get more income from it? And usually the answer is no, but sometimes yes. And two, will it speed up the lease-up process? If the answer is yes to any one of those, then we do a cost analysis on it. That's where the value engineering mindset actually begins, in my opinion. And then it's even before you maybe even have the property under contract. So, for example, I know people who have received. They look at a project, they like it, but they will do a demand analysis. They won't get a full feasibility report, but they'll get a demand analysis to see if it's something that where there's demand for the project, and then they put it under contract. And a good demand analysis can cost up to $3,500. But we don't do that. We have subscriptions to different services, and I can go to these services and get a preliminary demand analysis, and then I go to other subscription websites that we have and put together demographic packages and really verify that what I'm getting from the subscription services we have begins to make sense, and I make adjustments for it. We offer that preliminary site demand analysis to our customers for $1,500, and I wouldn't do that till you controlled the property. But where it really begins to kick in is from, I want to do a project here, I want to do an expansion, I want to do a conversion, or I want to do new construction, up to the point where you start getting bids from contractors. To get real bids from real contractors and real subs, you've got to have biddable documents. And that's where we see a lot of people spending a lot of money that doesn't necessarily have to be spent. Value engineer your soft cost. Many small investors don't know where to start if they're doing an expansion or a conversion or even a small ground-up development. So they start with what everyone tells them to do, an engineer and an architect. That can be an expensive way to go. It doesn't mean that you don't need engineers and architects, but that's not where we start. We start with either doing our own layout, or we get a layout from fabricators, and we use a lot of the services that the fabricators can offer us. Then we give what we have to our architects and engineers and have them react to that. If they're not willing to do that, they're not our architects and engineers. We use our own programs, our own software system to create a lot of the design work in-house, and it really helps keep the cost down. So in our little company, Resolve's phase one project, when we're working with customers, phase one is where we basically are an owner's representative, and we help an owner take it to biddable documents. We're using the process that I've been using for small self-storage projects for the last 10, 15 years. On average, we're able to bring our projects to biddable documents at 30% less than what we're seeing most people pay. Value engineer your soft costs as much as possible for these smaller projects. $25,000, $35,000, $45,000 square foot projects, single story mostly, double story. We're seeing architectural and engineering costs come in over $100,000 in some cases for 35,000 to 40,000 square foot projects. We're nowhere near that. It starts with value engineering. How can I cut my cost on my soft cost to get to biddable documents? If you're not sure how to do it, reach out to us or study some of the material I have at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage if you're going to do it yourself. Now, let's look at ways to value engineer construction. I mean, there's no way I can cover every particular or every possibility on how you can value engineer your construction, but I'm going to talk about just a few of the major things that I see out there as we're working with people. First of all, let's talk about steel fabricators. For years and years, there's been the normal 5 to 6 steel fabrication companies that many of us have worked with over and over for years. And they're great. They provide a great service and they provide a great product. But in the last few years, a number of competitors have entered the self-storage space. And a lot of these competitors are very good. They have great products and great services, and they can be less expensive than the names that we all know. For example, we have a two-story conversion going up, fabricated system, two-story building. We got bids from the names you all would recognize, and all of those bids came in at between $24 and $25 a square foot delivered tax, transportation, and tax delivered on site. Not bad, about what we would expect. But we met a number of fabricators at the last Inside Self-Storage convention in April and have been following up with them since the convention, looked at some of the projects they've done, even talked to some of the owners who built some of these things and has used their products, and they're good, great products. We had one fabricated system. We did apples to apples comparison on the bid, came in $7 a square foot below what all the other bids were. In our little project, that's $250,000 right there for that system. Look forward to using them. Let's talk about HVAC, for example. I can't tell you the number of facilities I've seen or plans that I see where there's ductwork all down the hallways. Some of these facilities we've seen even have ductwork going into units. If we're doing a conversion where there's a deck, a first floor, a deck, and then a second floor, we always have this gap above the roll-up doors and above the panels. It's usually a 6-inch gap where air flows into the units. And on the upper floor, the top floor, we have wire mesh over it. We don't run ductwork down our hallway. There's no need to do that. Basically, we condition the space and we put a 6-inch security bar over that gap so people can't crawl through it, and we let the air flow naturally because we've conditioned the space. Take a look. Here was a 36,000 square foot warehouse where we put 2-story in the middle and left the sides with one side had parking, one side had 1-story. See that gap between floor 1 and floor 2? Here's another conversion that we did. See the gap above the first floor units and the deck above it? That's where the air flows. Do you see any ductwork anywhere? Another conversion. No ductwork down these halls. We condition the space. Our ductwork is minimal. In this project right here, it was a 36,000 square foot building. We had 2 air handlers hanging from the ceiling, and a total of about 10 feet of ductwork for this entire project. It worked great. Now, I'm not trying to keep every square inch of that place at 72 degrees 24/7, 12 months a year. This is self-storage. Also, how do you size your HVAC? I can't tell you the number of times that we've looked at facilities that have too much HVAC in them, or we're looking at plans where the call-outs over HVAC. We back that down to more normal self-storage standards in many, many cases. Now, I could go on talking about building materials. I could go on talking about building height. I could talk about roof systems. But more importantly than the specific ways that we can cut money in a project, cut cost, what's more important is the mindset that I'm trying to convey here. So I might not say it all the time, but anytime I'm talking with an architect, an engineer, even a fabricator, I'm questioning the way we do it, or the industry standard, is this the best way to do it? That's a value engineering mindset. So Tony Robbins has said that the quality of a person's life is a function of the quality of the questions that they ask. So what if a value engineering mindset is someone who asks questions like, what could be a better, more cost-effective way to achieve the same result? Or even a better question is, what could be a better, more cost-effective way to create a better product? You want a better life? Ask better questions. You want to bring your project in at a lower number? Ask better questions. To me, this is the essence of a value engineering mindset, the questions that we ask. I hope this has helped you. If you're contemplating doing an expansion, a conversion, or a ground-up construction, and you're a small investor, and if you'd like any information on the services that Resolve could possibly offer you to help you do your project, or even help you get to biddable documents where you could engage directly with another GC or function as a GC yourself, feel free to reach out to us. I will put our email addresses, if you're watching this on YouTube, they will be in the comments section, and they're in the text at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, episode 425. My email's mark@helmproperties.com, and reach out to Smitty at Smitty, S-M-I-T-T-Y, .hsgc@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being with you next week. Talk to you then.